Blog Talk Radio.
This ain't no ordinary world. This ain't no ordinary song, yeah. The God of sin is greater than the ordinary. So I'ma give them all I have.
Yes, hallelujah. No ordinary worship, no ordinary worship, no ordinary praise, no ordinary day. Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. Welcome to the Daily Fire Podcast, live on Blog Talk Radio. 15 minutes of hot manna for your soul, taking you from the status quo of your everyday life to glory, to glory, to glory in our Savior, Jesus Christ. I am your host, Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you live Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern with a new topic, live prayer, altar call, and then assigning your task for today. Our topic for today's Daily Fire is It Starts with Praise. It starts with praise. And our scripture comes from the book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18. While you're getting those Bibles ready, let me remind you of how to tune in to Daily Fire with me. Monday through Friday, when I'm live at 7 a.m. Eastern, you can call in by dialing 323-870-4180. That's 323-870-4180. But if you cannot call in when I'm live, you can still ensure that you do not miss the fire by following the podcast. Do that by texting the message DF. D as in daily, F as in fire, to phone number 33222, and you will receive a confirmation text, which includes today's teaching. Again, text the letters or message DF, D as in daily, F as in fire, to phone number 33222. If you were unable to write this down, all of this information, as well as the ability to contact me, send me your prayer request, and a one-click button to call in at 7 a.m. Eastern, is on my ministry website, feelthefire.com. Feel, F-E-E-L, letter D, fire, F-I-R-E.com, F-E-E-L-D, F-I-R-E.com. By now, you should have those Bibles ready. I am in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18, reading from the KJV. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Listen to that again. In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Come on and give God praise for the reading of his word. What is our topic? Say it aloud with me right now. It starts with praise. In the book of 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 18 that I just read unto you, the author was saying that there is a time and a place to give thanks to God, and there's a reason to do so. So he started off by saying, in everything, give thanks. So that is the time, and that is the place. What is the time? In everything. Where is the place? In everything. We are to give thanks unto the Lord. So no matter what the situation is, you see, our response always starts with praise. Even if we don't understand the situation, even if we don't see why we're in the midst of the situation, even if we really didn't deserve the circumstances or situation, The answer remains the same, that our response always starts with thanks, always starts with praise, always starts with hallelujah. Now, sometimes you may not be able to vocalize it because the situation is so distressing or the attack of the enemy is so great. But always in your spirit, there ought to be a praise. There ought to be a hallelujah, because you have so developed relationship with the Lord that even if you cannot audibly articulate the praise, your spirit still trusts God. And because your spirit still trusts him, the spirit inside of you still responds with hallelujah. You may be crying on the outside. You may be angry on the outside. I'm telling you, I've been there. You may be so rattled on the outside that the flesh wants to respond. It wants revenge. It wants to beat somebody down, cut somebody out. You know, we get real here on Daily Fire because that's how I take you from the status quo of life, is to deal with you in real life situations. You may want to just give up on someone, but the Spirit of God in you, Lord, it will bring you back to who you are at your core, which is a Christian. Now, this does not mean that it's going to tell you to be a doormat. It doesn't mean that it's going to tell you to let someone abuse you, walk all over you, extort you, exploit you, manipulate you. No, there's scripture for that, to even tell you to shake the dust from your feet. So sometimes you even have to love the person from a distance. But the Spirit of God in you will still respond in some way. Hallelujah. Lord, I don't know why you let these people come in my face. Hallelujah. Lord, I don't know why you let these people say what they just said. Hallelujah. And then he said, there's a reason to do this, because this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Why is it the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you? Because it will cause you to come back into alignment with the Word. You see, so many people who know me, they'll say, Rossi, you are always praising the Lord, which is true. I'm a person of great faith. I believe God is going to work it out. Rossi, it takes a lot to make you angry. That's not true. It doesn't take a lot to make me angry, but it takes a lot to make me respond in anger. Because what happens is, all while the person is doing what he or she is doing or saying what he or she is saying, and I promise you, this is the real truth about me. Well, in that 1 second or 1 minute or 3 minutes, however long it takes them to defame my character or say stuff they shouldn't say, all that goes through my mind is seeing the worst case scenario of what's going to happen if I respond to them the way I really want to respond to them. And so my spirit catches me and says, hallelujah, glory. The person may not hear it, but in that time that I'm quiet, my spirit is saying, thank you, Jesus. See, it starts with praise. Hallelujah. It starts with praise. So that when I respond, I can still remain in the spirit of Christ, even if I got to tell the person, do not call me again. Look, you and I, we can't be in the inner fellowship anymore. You've done this too many times. I've allowed you to get away with this too many times, but I still love you. I'll still pray for you. You're not my enemy. You just can't be in inner fellowship with me. It started with praise. Glory. It started with the hallelujah. The hallelujah got me into the right mindset to say, you don't want to be arrested today. You don't want to go to prison for assault and battery. You don't want to lose your witness over this person. He or she is not worth
it, just understand that this is their dysfunction that they live in. You don't have to live in it. It starts with praise. Today, brothers and sisters, whatever obstacles you're facing, whatever enemies you are facing, and sometimes it could be in your own family, whatever attacks of the enemy you're facing, I came to remind you that your victory starts with praise. Your way of escape starts with hallelujah. You not losing yourself in your witness starts with thank you, Jesus. You not losing your job when that coworker or boss gets out of line and says something to you that is so egregious that you really want to put them in their place in a way that they know who you really are, or lay your salvation down, starts with hallelujah. In everything, give thanks. Whether there's sickness, whether there's death, whether there's financial strain, you don't see your way out, whether there are issues in your marriage, issues with your children, issues in your own body, your victory starts with praise. In everything, give thanks. In everything, give thanks. When it's the time, in everything. When it's the day, in everything. No matter what is happening, your first response is hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't understand it, but hallelujah. I don't deserve it, but hallelujah. I don't see my way out, God, but hallelujah. The enemy is attacking my children, hallelujah. He's attacking my family, hallelujah. Lord, I need my family to be saved, hallelujah. Father, I need my own soul to be saved, hallelujah. Help me to tame my tongue, hallelujah. Help me to be mindful of what I speak, hallelujah. In everything, in every place, in every situation, everywhere. Give praise. This is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. It all starts with praise. Psalm 113:3, from the rising of the sun until the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised. It starts with praise. Philippians 4:11, now I speak in respect of want, for what I have learned and whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. It starts with praise. Psalm 118:24, this is the day which the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. It starts with praise. Let's get ready to go into prayer. You ought to be praising God right now. Hallelujah is the highest praise. Hallelujah starts with praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Father. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Come on, saints. Hallelujah. Praise them, praise them, praise them. Hallelujah. Father, we come today in the name of Jesus. We honor you, we give you praise, and everything we give thanks. This is your will. This is your will. This is what opens doors. This is what makes ways. This is what changes the atmosphere. This is what brings victory. This is what sets us back in alignment with you in the midst of adversity, in everything, in every way, in every place, in every day, in every time, in everything. We give thanks. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to your name. Glory, Jesus. Hosanna to the highest. We praise you today. We praise you. No matter what's going on, we still give thanks. No matter what we see, we still give thanks. It all starts with praise. It starts with praise. Our victory starts with praise. So we praise you. Though you slay us, yet will we trust in you. We still praise you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah to Jesus. Now, Lord, I pray for everyone listening. Father, bless them going out and bless them coming in. Bless them in everything they put their hands to in accordance with your will. Father, let them remember it all starts with praise. To praise you today. To praise you in season. Praise you out of season. Praise you in joy. Praise you in sadness. Praise you in sickness. Praise you in health. Praise you when they're affluent. Praise you when they're broke. Praise you, Father, no matter what, in everything. Let them give thanks. In Jesus' name. Everybody say hallelujah. on and praise him again. Say hallelujah. Come on and praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Your breakthrough starts with praise. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Keep praising him as I give the altar call, and then we will end with your task for today. Come on and say hallelujah. For those of you who are unsaved or who are backslidden, please repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I repent and ask forgiveness of my sin. I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. Welcome to the family of Christ. Everyone just say hallelujah. Say it all starts with my praise. Say it again. It all starts with my praise. Hallelujah. Do not miss spending time with the Lord every day. And Monday through Friday, for you, that's here on Daily Fire, live at 7 a.m. Eastern by calling 323-870-4180. Come on and keep praising him. But if you cannot tune in live, remember to follow the podcast by texting your letters DF, D as in Daily, F as in Fire, to phone number 3322. All right. Everything you need to know about me is on my ministry website, feeldfire.com, FeeldFire.com. The recording will be available there as well after 8 a.m. Eastern. Now, our topic for today, glory, is it all starts with praise. Your task for today is to praise your desire change into fruition, into being, by starting it off with praise. I'm going to end with a special song for you today. A change is going to come. Because if you'll start with praise, you'll see that change come forth. I love you. I'll see you tomorrow. It starts with praise. Praise God in everything.
It's been a long, time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there. Beyond the sky, it's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come.